Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We're now welcoming the call of the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Good morning, Rob. What's going on?
Not a whole lot this morning. Hope you enjoyed the open weekend, the only one of the season. How did you use the weekend, and how did your team make use of the bye last week?
Well, we used the weekend like most guys did. We took Saturday off and, you know, enjoyed Friday and Saturday off and got back to work yesterday on Sunday, getting ready for a really, really good Stony Brook team. Practiced 3 days last week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and, you know, worked to getting better and working improving some of the things we're doing, scrimmage some of the young guys, and just, you know, played football last week, and it was a good time to have a break, I think, right just about in the middle of the season for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, having it at the midpoint where you've got some games to look back on, do you guys spend, you know, some self-scouting time as well as letting those young guys play, but do you try to use it to work more on yourself or just getting an early start on Stony Brook?
Well, it's probably, as everybody does, a combination of both. You want to make sure that you're correcting some of the things that you think you need to correct, and it's in every phase. It's not just in the offensive and defense, but in the special teams as well. At the same time, you know, you're peeking at a team like Stony Brook and looking at what they've done in their first four or five games. Get ready to practice on a Sunday for them for that type of thing. But, you know, in this day and age, with the numbers that you have, you got to be really smart and be careful that you bang them a little bit, but at the same time, you don't get anybody nicked up or hurt during the off week, so that everybody's pretty clean coming into the game against Stony Brook.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to kind of take a little look back at your team through the first five or six games. Obviously, it's been a solid start to you, and at least on the offensive end, it's got to begin with Trevor Knight, who's been really, really good. 13 touchdowns, only three interceptions through five games, completing 61% of his passes. How pleased are you with his growth?
Well, you know, as I've said in many of these calls and talking to many people, he's worked extremely hard since last January, not only to get better in what we do, but more importantly, get better physically. And I'm really proud of the kid. He has taken to coaching. He is a little more comfortable in the pocket. Obviously, we found things that he's good at, and we've been fortunate enough that you know, we've had some receivers that have played that have been with Trevor for 2 years. So that combination of all three things makes it a pretty good situation. But his growth is going to continue, we hope, and it's going to be tested this week. You know, you watch the tape and see what they are. They are probably the best defensive football team we have faced all year, you know, and they do things well over there. They're very, very good athletic. He's going to have to be sharp for us to win the football game on Saturday night.
Along with Trevor, what has pleased you offensively so far to this point, and what areas do you feel like maybe you need to improve on down the stretch?
Well, I think we got to improve on getting a good balance in our offense and protecting the quarterback. I was pleased with the way things got better towards the end of last week in practice. It's real important that our offensive line just keeps doing the things it's doing to get better, because they need to protect, you know, Trevor. They need to spring some holes for Evan Gray, for Donnie Goodrich, for Deontay Chapman, you know, and then make sure that we keep working to get the guys the balls in open spaces like O'Connor, Love, and Rory Donovan. And I'm pleased with Justin Malone Woods. He's getting better as a tight end as we're going along here.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Switching over to the defensive side, and you bringing in several new starters on that side of the ball coming into the season, and it's been a group that's been pretty solid. Same kind of question: what's pleased you most, and what do you feel like that group needs to work on?
Well, you know, we've had some injuries on the defensive side of the ball, and some of the people have stepped up, have played very well for us. Quinlan Dean, as our Mike linebacker, you know, I played a little bit last year, has really come in, taken over the inside part of it, and done a nice job as the Mike linebacker. We lost Jared Keel for a couple of weeks now, and Mike Balsamo, who we moved from safety to a linebacker, has played extremely well in there. I'm pleased with the way that Brian Carter, one of our young defensive ends, has played. He's gotten better, although he missed, you know, the Bryant game with some tendonitis. But, you know, you watch those young guys, and, you know, you see them playing, and you know that they're getting better as the season progressed and living up to the things we saw. We saw it through the recruiting process. We're still a ways away in tackling in open spaces. I think we need to do that better. But, you know, these next couple weeks will tell us if we're any good on the defensive side of the football.
One of the stats that certainly jumps out for you guys is your turnover margin. You're plus five, and you guys have only lost five turnovers all season long. How big is that stat?
That's probably, you know, the biggest stack in football. You know, when you look at it, one, can you create turnovers, and two, can you secure the football? And, you know, you everybody does studies on it and checks out all the percentages and things like that. The thing we come across when we keep talking, if we can get the ball out and give the ball back to our offense, it's going to give us opportunities to win a game. And we talk about that a lot. And it's one of the first things we talk about in our fall camp meetings, is the importance of turnovers. And our kids listen and hear, and that's been a pretty good thing over the years for us.
You touched on a tough challenge this week going on the road to Stony Brook. You talked about how aggressive their defense is, and it's, you know, always among the top in the nation. But their offense has appeared to be much more balanced this year, generating some more yards, especially in the passing game with Joe Carbone. As you've looked at those guys, what have you noticed about their offense?
Well, the biggest change that I've seen is what Joe Carbone and the perimeter people have done. And we recruited Joe, and he has a cannon for an arm. He can throw it from sideline to sideline. They've done a really good job with the run-pass option offense, you know, with the play passes off their run game, and putting Joe and the receivers in the opportunities to get open and make some plays. Joe's only thrown two picks. You know, he's completing 63% of his passes. He's got 10 TDs. He's done a hell of a job. And, you know, they've always had the run game, you know, with Bedell, Latine, I think his name is, and Gowans, David, and Sherm Alston. They got four guys that are older guys that can play and they can run hard with the football. So now they've got their play pass, their RPOs, and I think they're very comfortable in putting Joe in good spots. And, you know, it's pretty impressive what I've seen on tape, and then watch how they've played and controlled the tempo of the game by combining the passing and the rushing and playing great defense. It's a pretty impressive football team.
And then their defense is, touched on, and you touched on, year in and year out, near the top of not only the CAA but FCS, and seem to play maybe as aggressive a style as anybody in the league.
Yes, you know, and that's been their trademark. And you watch, you know, and I watch Beverett play, and I watch Lawless play, and you know, you see these guys for now two or three years, how much better they get, and they're good players as freshmen, sophomores. You know, now they're juniors and seniors, and they just continue to develop. I think their defensive line is getting better. I'm impressed with Scarborough, another kid that we've recruited that's good. Shane Lawless, you know, I mean, you watch these guys just play. And the other guy that just jumped off the tape in the first two games is John Haggart. You know, their defensive end. This kid is a three-year letter for him, and you know he's improved. So they close to the ball, they tackle great in spaces, and they give you multiple looks that give you problems. So again, you know, this is going to be a major test for our offense and our offensive line playing down there against them.
Before I let you go, I always like asking you these questions as one of the veterans in the league. After we got off the call last week, you find seven CAA teams in the stats top 25 poll, over half the league. Just your comment on that accomplishment.
Well, it just goes to the depth of our league, Rob, and more important, like I have said again in these calls, who do you really want to play in this league? You know what I mean? When you talk about not playing this team or that team, and then all of a sudden you're saying you're playing this team. Every week, people make you prepare. Every week you're going to run up against a team that is, you know, physical, can run, can score. And then, you know, you got things that are very good coaches that put in multiplicity in offenses and defenses that make you do your job week in and week out. It's just the best conference in the country.
All right, Coach Mack, thanks as always for the time today, and we'll talk again next week.
See you, Rob.
All right.